Who do I have here at the Owl's Nest? I have Adam Formwald from HCC Athletics, Manager for Sports Information and Game Operations. And it's always a good day when Adam Formwald is here in my studios. Welcome back, my friend.
Matt, always great to be here. Love being on here anytime, you know that. And looking forward to talking some Fighting Owls athletics with you. It's always a great day to be a Fighting Owl.
It is always a great day to be a Fighting Owl. Hoot, hoot.
That's right.
Ah, my gosh. Spring schedules. They're starting up soon.
Yeah, we are about a little under a month away now. I believe yesterday was the 1 month mark for a couple of our teams. Baseball will be going down south, playing in some nice weather in the Sumter, South Carolina area. In about a month's time, they'll take on one of my favorite mascots, the Sumter Fire Ants.
Oh.
Very cool mascot. Maybe not as cool as the Fighting Owls, but
no.
Close second maybe. And then they will come back and they'll play their home schedule starting in the end of February. So that's something to look forward to. We actually have a little bit of a triple dip going on February 29th. We've got men's lacrosse, women's lacrosse, and baseball all with their home openers on that date. And basketball will be on the road in the Region 20 championships. So we've got that going on. And then tennis is starting in early February, actually. Then softball will be starting in mid-March. And I think that's all the teams. I think I got everybody. Baseball, softball, men's and women's lacrosse, and tennis. So we've got quite the show here coming up over the next month or so. It gets way more busy for me, that is for sure. I will be unable to be reached, except for you, Matthew Terry.
Anytime,
any place, you just throw up the bat signal and I'm here. we're getting really busy. I actually just released the baseball press release for their schedule.
Okay.
We've got a really big mix of games. Of course, baseball is the defending conference and region champion.
Of course.
As they usually do every year, and they're reloaded and ready to go. We've got some returners, got some new guys, got some transfers, and we're really excited about them. And then you'll have the rest of the press releases, including the defending NJCAA national champion Hartford Women's Lacrosse as well for their press release. And it's exciting, man. It's exciting. This time last year had a lot of changes, a lot of turnover. Weren't really sure what was going on. This year we've got all of our staff back, and we're ready to roll.
Hey, got one quick question for you. You said that we have a couple of returners. Who are we happy to welcome back, returning wise athletes?
Yeah. So I mean, for baseball, the thing about baseball that's kind of tricky is they have 40 guys that can play. You know,
right?
The entire team can play. If they were to go to another team in the conference, they would start. So the coaching staff led by R.J. Heinland, Josh Hauser, and a returning Luke Johnson, who played at Hartford, one of the best players to ever play as a Fighting Owl, is returning and to the staff. Luke's a new addition. But then you look at a couple players that I think this year are really going to stand out that played a little bit last year. You got a guy named Ethan Keipel who can both pitch and play the field for you. One of my personal favorites, a guy who works for me when he's not playing, A.J. Sepkowski. Just a great guy on and off the field. I enjoy having him around, and he's going to get a lot of playing time this year as well.
Great.
And then we have Race Kernane, one of our returners, who really set the world on fire last year, and we're really excited to have him back this year. He's a dude. He's a dude. He's going to hit in the middle of our lineup, and he's a stud. So, I mean, we're really, really excited. There's so many more players that I could mention. Baseball is just loaded up with talent this year. And like I said, we've got a lot of transfers, a lot of new guys. So really excited about that. You look at men's lacrosse team, the big name there, a couple big names there, Barrett Casto, returning goalie last year, defensive player
right.
The Region 20 tournament. And then you have Owen Consoletti, who really lit it up last year as well, was setting all kinds of records and stamped his name into the Hartford record books for sure.
Yeah, he did.
We've got a couple good transfers I'm really excited about. Chris Greenstein, also one of my workers. Really enjoy having him around, and he's going to make a big presence transferring in this year. And women's lacrosse, obviously you got to talk about Sarah Dudick.
The
NJCAA national championship player of the tournament. Just an excellent scorer, broke all kinds of records last year as well.
Yeah, she did.
And set a new mark for the NJCAA scoring. I think it was the best mark in 6 years for goals scored. And they're stacked as well. They bring back Keely McHugh, who was a big scorer last year. Caroline Abbott was great on defense last year. She's going to lead the defense this year as a sophomore now. Amanda Cliffy, as I like to call her, but her real name's Cliff. Amanda Cliff. She's wonderful goalie, and we're loaded, man. We're really loaded. Softball brings back a couple players from last year. Tennis is going to look completely different.
Really?
Tennis is going to look completely different this year.
Huh.
We do have some returners on both the men's and women's teams, but I think our top players are going to be the new players that we're bringing in this year. And I know Coach Bedalis is very, very, very excited about some of the players. So I think I'm going to keep those a little bit more under wraps because I know he's still kind of working some things around.
Okay.
And he likes to keep it a little bit of a secret, but he is very excited about this new crop of talent. And we're looking forward to having them here at Hartford. So,
well,
yeah.
When you get the word out about these new tennis players, you know exactly where to come.
Yeah, absolutely.
And talk to me about it.
Absolutely.
And I'm excited myself, so keep us posted. And to all of our students that are returning and our new students transferring in here to our athletic department, you are in excellent hands. Go and keep being the excellent athletes here that you are at Hartford Community College. Now, this is kind of a loaded question, but I can't believe that we're in 2020.
I know. Unbelievable, man.
Where did it go?
Flew by.
I mean,
flew by.
We're busy, but
yeah.
It the older I get, the more the time seems to go.
Yeah.
How did the year 2019 for HCC athletics shape up? You answer this in any way you want. I know it's kind of a loaded question, but I just want to kind of recap a little bit because we're in January.
No doubt.
How did the year 2019 shape up at HCC Athletics?
I mean, you could make the argument, Matt, that it was one of, if not the best year for the Fighting Owls.
Wow.
Just in terms of pure success on the field. I think of all in the classroom as well as one of our best years that we've ever had on and off the field. You look at the women's lacrosse team, obviously you have to mention the national championship. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
You look at baseball, who went on that tear in March and April and went on that long winning streak.
Yeah, they did.
And like I said, conference champions, region champions. Didn't end the way they wanted to, but I think you're going to really see them take that this year and put that as motivation for them for sure. Men's lacrosse, the highest seed that a Maryland JUCO team's ever gotten in modern era history for the state of Maryland in the national tournament, and won the region for the first time ever. So, I mean, you really have to look at that as well. You look at tennis. Tennis did well last year. Coach Bedalis had a highly ranked player pretty much every time the ITA tennis rankings came out. Always giving teams a battle, beating a lot of four-year schools with four-year talent. And then, obviously, last year, women's basketball. He made it to the national tournament. I believe they finished the year 31-2, so really hard to argue there the success.
That's phenomenal.
Women's soccer was a couple plays away, a couple injuries away from being in the national championship discussion as well. Volleyball had a great 2019. It was a great year. It was a great year for us. There's no doubt about that. I completely forgot about cross country last year in 2019. The 2018-2019 kind of turnover season did well. It's kind of hard because you look at the calendar year for us. We really look at it as a school year. So, this is considered 19-20.
Right.
So you're getting a little bit of 19 into the 20. So when you ask me 19, I really kind of have to think about it because that was my first full year. So I'm just completing my first full year as a sports information director here. So,
well, congratulations on that anniversary,
my
friend.
I appreciate that. And, As much as we'd love to live off the 2019 and all that glory, I can tell you that every single player that we have here is looking and moving forward to 2020 and beyond. And, it's our job as an athletic department at a junior college to take these student athletes and help them get to the next level.
Right.
And, I would be remiss to say that each and every one of these coaches has done that. You look at our track record, you look at the history, you look at the amount of baseball players alone that went to a four-year school last year. And definitely other sports as well. I can mention, you know, women's soccer and others. So, you know, we're doing the right things on and off the field, and we're looking to continually improve ourselves. In 2019 was a really, really good year for us, no doubt about that.
Well, that's the name of the game, right?
It is.
We don't rest on our laurels
here
in HCC Athletics. Yep. We just keep blazing ahead.
Yep, and if you were to take one look out at that athletic complex, you'd see that those athletes feel the exact same way because they're always out there grinding. They're always out there working hard, trying to get to that next level and improve. And that's what we're all about here at Hartford.
While I have you here, Adam, for just a couple more minutes, I wanted to ask you about the men's basketball tournament over the winter break. Mm-hmm. How did that go?
It was very successful in terms of the teams that were there. And we had a lot of really, really great games. And you know, we look to improve that each and every year, and it was a very good relaunching of the tournament, as was the women's tournament that we had over Thanksgiving break. Definitely look for that next year. I can tell you that Coach Demetrius Jellinjoy is working very hard, as well as Coach Collins, to give the fans what they want, which is great games, teams, you know, not just conference teams, but teams out of state, teams down south. We want the best of the best coming up here. And we're going to do that. But it was a very successful tournament. I know because I was there every day working it. And it was good. It was really, really good. And it went well for us. I'd consider it definitely a success. So definitely look for that next year. We'll definitely be improving that for years to come. So.
Well, let's. Here's to all the future successes coming in the spring schedules, which are starting up soon here at HCC Athletics. Adam, it's always great to have you here on the show, and you're always welcome back. anything, real quick before we go, anything that's coming up in the spring that we're really psyched for?
Like I said, the home openers, definitely be on the lookout for that. February 29th, we have 3 home openers on that day.
Okay.
We have, like I said, baseball. I believe they're all around the noon to 2:30 range. I believe baseball is at noon, somewhere around there, doubleheader. And then men's lacrosse and women's lacrosse playing Ocean County on February 29th. So be on the lookout for that. Definitely check out HartfordAthletics.com for all your schedule needs. All of the schedules are now posted on there. I thank the help of my student workers for helping me with that, because that's a tedious task, getting all those schedules up and ready to go. But they're all up. Please follow us on social media at FightingOzHCC on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.com/HartfordAthletics. Again, all your schedule needs, everything like that. And if you're a student here, we do and will be putting up the home games on your student apps. So the student apps will contain all of our home games. Please come out and support us in the rest of our winter season, in our spring season and beyond. I promise you, you will not be disappointed.
So keep your eyes peeled for some great action here at Hartford Community College Athletics. Adam Forwald, thank you, my friend, for coming in and giving us a chat about what's to come for the spring.
Pleasure is mine, sir. Anytime.
Who do I have here at the Owl's Nest? Why, I have Benny Russell from the HCC Music Department, and he's here to talk about the HCC Jazz Ensemble, his teaching style, and more. Benny, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Talk to me about the Jazz Ensemble.
The HCC Jazz Ensemble has actually grown. When I first came here in 2005, it was nothing but guitars.
I guess that's
a Harford County thing, in as much that one of the teachers told me, you know, they really like guitars out here, so we give them something that they want. I said, give them something that they need. And guitar, not busting on guitars, I think guitars are wonderful. You just can't have a whole jazz band full of guitars.
No, you got to diversify a little bit.
Just a little bit. So the exposure to jazz was what was really needed in this county. There were some teachers that were doing as much as they can, but the students and the teachers kind of get crowded out with marching band, concert band, this, that, you know, especially marching band, because this is a very sports-minded community.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And I'm very sports-minded, too. You know, I'm, you know, not no knock on that.
No, no.
But, you know, you figure from August, or even before August, August all the way to November, you're into marching band. And that kid that's down at Baltimore School for the Arts is into his or her instrument, and they're studying jazz or studying classical music. And I would tell many people, I'm like, well, you have a kid who's marching up and down the you have a bassoonist, say. You know, you really don't have bassoons in marching band. They're going to be smashing cymbals together.
Right.
So now you have a bassoonist that's down at Baltimore School for the Arts, or up at the Frank Sinatra School in Queens, or School for Music and Arts in Manhattan. And they're going to want that scholarship to Juilliard. So they're going to be working from August to November on repertoire and technique. Meanwhile, here they're going to be smashing cymbals together. Which student do you think will get the scholarship to Juilliard? So there was a need for exposure to something other than marching band music. So I tried to expose as much as I could of jazz to, you know, students that were there. I would sit down with them. Sometimes I would have jam sessions. I would say, you know, could you guys open up the room on Saturdays, and I'll just call in some people and we'll just jam. You know, we'll read some Miles Davis stuff down. We'll play some Miles Davis stuff. We'll play some jazz standards and we'll just improvise.
That's the way to do it though, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you know,
sure. Absolutely.
Get those real life experiences, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, I would just, hey, let's play, you know? So a lot more students were exposed. So now the jazz ensemble, you know, this past semester, we had four saxophones. It was great.
Oh, yeah.
I loved four saxophones. We had three trumpets. We had three drummers, which was fine. And one of the drummers switched off on vibes. And we had a piano player. And then one of the trumpet player and the drummer, our brothers, their dad came in and sat in on organ.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that happened. That happened December 13th of 2019, and they really sounded good. I was really, really impressed. And we've had other iterations of the big band, and we've played all kinds of stuff. We've even had hip hop artists coming with the jazz ensemble.
Get out of here.
Yeah, yeah. We did an arrangement of This Christmas by Donny Hathaway, complete with strings. So we added strings and we had somebody sing it. And somebody walked by and says, wow, is that a redoing of the recording? They thought it was a recording.
Really?
Yeah. And it was the students doing This Christmas.
Oh, that's spectacular.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we've added added other instrumentation to the jazz ensemble. And it's really exciting. So what I do, I guinea pig. I use them as guinea pigs. Here, play this chart. I haven't played it yet. Here, play this. You know, so I get to listen to it and also give them an opportunity to play some new music, something that they haven't heard. So now they have to read it and they have to interpret it and they put their spin on it. And
when the really cool stuff happens.
Yeah, the really cool stuff happens because now they begin to write their own stuff.
Right.
So I'm encouraging them to write their own stuff, you know. And I mean, I love Stella by Starlight, but you can only do it but so many times.
Exactly. But no, that's how you encourage a young budding musician to learn and to grow, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You let that musician create. And don't intimidate that student. Let that student know, I'm not going to chastise you if you make a mistake. You know, well, you know, it's got to be. No, it doesn't have to be that way. No, rules. I always tell my students, and I know I'm going to get in trouble with some professors, but there are no such things as rules. There are no such things as, well, you know, here's this theory rule, you know, and this chord has to, you know, resolve this way and it has to resolve that way. And remember, three always, no, it doesn't have to, because it depends on what you hear. These are not rules. What these are tools.
More like guidelines, right?
That's what they are.
They're guidelines.
They're guidelines. And it's like, here's what happens if you voice a chord like this and you resolve it here. We're not saying that you have to do that.
Right.
But this is the result. Is this the result that you want?
We're just encouraging our students to color outside of the lines.
Absolutely. There are no lines. There's no spoon.
I was just about to say, we're gonna go to a Matrix reference there, you know.
We're living in the Matrix. It's too late.
Yeah, you're right. Reality is not as we think it.
So I write what I hear. And I use I don't use rules. I use them as tools.
Right.
You know.
Because there's no guidebook for life, right?
Right.
It's something that you learn as you go.
Right.
Especially when music is concerned. And hey, Benny, my last question. What are some of the steps that a young budding student should take when they are deciding that they're going to be dedicating themselves to music? They're just coming in, their freshman year. Sometimes students are a little lost. What are some of the first steps that they need to take?
Look for an instructor that's going to mentor them.
Right.
And mentoring a music student is different than mentoring any other student, because now you're talking about parlaying something that's abstract into a living.
Right.
Because that's ultimately what you're going to do. So oftentimes music students come in star-eyed. Oh, you know, they have a love of it. And then they say, well, you know, if I'll just be realistic, I'll teach. And that's fine. And you could do that. And you should do that. But we should also teach that student entrepreneurial skills.
Agree.
A student who comes here should know what a 501c3 is. We should teach that student what a 501c3 is.
Nonprofit, yep, that, absolutely.
Yeah, we should teach that student what an LLC is, what a DBA is.
Sure.
So when that student has enough skill, that student says, I have an abstract piece of art. How do I sell it? How does it make money for me?
How do you market it, right?
Yeah, how do you market it? So, yeah, you'll become a world-class virtuoso. But there are many virtuosi who just, they're great in their basements. You know, they can read dots off of walls and they can just play and they just look for gigs. And, you know, when you're 40 years old still looking for gigs, that's problematic. We need to teach them early on how to become entrepreneurs. How do you set up your own publishing company? How do you set up your own production company? How do you set up a company and get clients like Discovery Channel? And Discovery Channel says, we would like to get some music for this new show that we're going to put up. Can you help us? Yes, I can help you. And you have your own studio, or you have access to a studio and other musicians, and you know how to write, and you know how to put these productions together. Also showing the student how collaborations work. How do you collaborate with that somebody in the drama department? Because when they leave here and they want to put up a show and you want to write the music for it and you want to own the rights for the music, that person who's coming from Mass Comm, and now that we have access to literally creating your own television show. You can create your own television show on YouTube.
Sure. Oh yeah.
You can get that student who's studying camera work, and you say, hey, look, why don't we collaborate, and why don't we put up a show? Okay. Where are we going to get the money from? I don't know. Beg, borrow, or steal. We'll eat pizza. We'll eat ramen noodles.
Nothing wrong with pizza.
Pizza, nothing wrong with pizza.
Ramen noodles.
You know, and you produce something on YouTube, and there are lots of people who've done that.
Sure.
You know, so, you know, and now we have the platform to do so.
Right.
Teach the student how to use these platforms to sell their product, because that's what you're doing.
Right.
You're selling a product. So, you know, teach them entrepreneurial skills.
I am totally in agreement with you, my good sir. We have to take it a step farther, right?
Sure.
And not just teach them what's in the book. You know, it's that other intangible, right?
Right.
You know,
right.
How finding that job after college.
Or making that job.
Or making it.
Creating that job. I mean, as far as craft is concerned, there's always something more to learn as far as craft is concerned, because the music is always evolving. So it's going to evolve, and you will evolve with it. So chops, that's going to come, and you'll always grow with that. But it's that other side that we need to help the student to develop, so that student can say, hey, you know, I got that check from ASCAP this quarter, and it was six figures.
Wow, yeah.
And it does happen. It happens
right.
All the time, you know. And it happens. It doesn't just happen with pop artists. It happens with those people who do what we call industrials. It happens with people who will write that jingle that's only four notes long that shows up on a Liberty Mutual commercial.
But no, I hear what you're saying. You know, we take it a step farther, you know, we want to take it a step farther for our students here at HCC, and, you know, not just help give them their wings, but teach them to spread them too.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
And to catch some air.
Yeah. And it's there. The thing is, the air is there.
Yeah.
You know, and don't be afraid to fly. You know, that's why you have wings.
And if you make a mistake, because you're going to, don't let it hinder
yes.
you.
Yeah.
It's how you recover from that mistake. Right.
Right. Absolutely.
Benny, I want to thank you so much for being in here tonight. It's always an honor and a privilege to have you on. I'm going to have you on as a regular here for the Owl's Nest. So come back.
Sure.
I got to wrangle you sometimes. You're so busy. But I'm going to. Whenever you get new music, whenever you get events going down in the music department, you know, please let us know.
I will.
I'd like to thank our guests on the Owl's Nest this week, Adam Fornwald from the HCC Athletics Department and Benny Russell from the HCC Music Department. And of course, I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in to the Owl's Nest. Until next week, stay curious.